You know, it's very easy for us to hold a grudge against someone. We do it naturally. It's a part of our human nature. Someone says something that's hurtful to us. Someone does something that insults us, that attacks us. Maybe someone does something wrong that offends us. Whatever it might be, it's easy for us to hold on to that grudge. We don't want to let it go. What's hard to do is letting it go, is forgiving. You look at what Sirach says in the first reading. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. That's how we feel when we have a grudge. We want to hold on to it. We want to hang on to it. We don't want to let it go. That person hurt us. We're not going to give them another chance. That person did something wrong. We're not going to let them make the same mistake twice. We hold on to it. But we have to look at what Sirach says. That we need to remember the end of life. Remember your last days. Set enmity aside. Remember death and decay and cease from sin. We need to remember that our life here on earth is short. And that we are to love our neighbor. That we need to let go of that enmity. We need to let go of that hatred. We need to let go of those grudges. We need to be like St. Paul says, no one lives for oneself and no one dies for oneself. We are called to live as Christ did, to serve others, not ourselves. And yes, that means serving those who may have hurt us, serving those who may have done wrong to us or to someone close to us. The reason why we have to let go of these grudges is they draw us inward. They draw us into ourselves. They put our focus on what we want and on how we feel we should have been treated. They put the focus on us, not on the other. We need to let go. We need to recognize this phrase that we say all the time in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This phrase is echoed by Sirach today. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. If we do not let go of our grudges, how can we expect our sins, our mistakes, our failings to be forgiven? I won't forgive yours, but you better forgive mine. That's what we're saying. That's why it's so dangerous. Look at this parable of the two servants. That's the message of this parable. The one servant owed the master a large amount. The other servant owed a much smaller amount. The one servant got his forgiveness at first of the much larger amount. But he was unwilling to reciprocate that forgiveness. He was willing to turn around and then forgive that other servant. Well, God has forgiven us much. Every sin we commit is an offense against him. And yet he forgives us time and time and time again. And yet we are like the first servant who has been forgiven much when we fail to forgive those around us on much smaller amounts. And we will have the same effect. If we want to receive that forgiveness from God, we must be willing to forgive our neighbor. We must be willing to forgive those around us. Now, of course, that always does bring up this question of how much must we forgive? How often? And it's a question people still ask to this day. How often must I forgive my neighbor? How often must I forgive someone who keeps hurting me? You know, I think we can almost imagine that St. Peter is being very generous. You can almost imagine, Lord, I know this sounds silly, but should we actually forgive someone 7 times? Is that too much? I can almost imagine St. Peter being almost proud of himself for the number of times. 7, that's really generous. And our Lord goes, no. Now, in our translation we use for these readings, it says 77 times. But other Bible translations, you'll see it will say 70 times, 7 times. Either way, The purpose of it is not to count. That's human justice. That's human nature speaking. Well, I must count the number of times I forgive someone, and then when they've reached number 8, forget it, they're done. That's human justice. That's us speaking. God's justice says, it doesn't matter how many times. You must forgive. You must always be willing to forgive without exceptions. Without exceptions. But Father, he did this. He hurt me this. We must be willing to forgive without exceptions. Now, sometimes we don't feel like we can forgive. It hurts. What that person did to us hurts. And that's a real thing. And that's a real struggle, is being willing to forgive when we're still hurt, when we still feel the anger, when we still feel the frustration with the person. That's when it's the most difficult, when those emotions are still raw. But forgiveness is not a feeling. It's not something we feel, this warm feeling of, okay, now I feel like I can forgive that person. That's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is a conscious choice to love that person even when we think they are the most unlovable. It's a decision that we make, that we say, even though I am still mad at this person, even though it still hurts what they did to me, I forgive them. I wish the best for them. I wish to truly show that love of God to them. There may be those around us who we think we can't trust anymore. And that happens. Yet someone who they say and do things that repeatedly hurt you or repeatedly take advantage of you, we still need to forgive them. We know we can no longer trust them. You're not going to give them the keys to the car if they kept stealing your stuff, but we can still forgive them. Forgiveness of someone who has hurt us is always the first step of emotional healing, not the last. That's where we make the mistake. We think because I still have this emotional sense of hurt, of anger, of frustration, that I have to wait till that's gone before I can forgive them. That's not the case. Sometimes that won't go away until we make the decision to forgive. Most times it takes the very decision to forgive that then leads to the emotional healing that we need. We have this great challenge before us. And we all have people in our lives that we haven't forgiven. The challenge for us is to do that, is to not count the number of times, but to let go of the grudges, let go of the anger towards that person, and forgive them. Offer that forgiveness to them. Offer that forgiveness for their sake and for ours.